Hello everyone, this is Carolina talking and I have a new episode for you. So welcome to Conmovida, this new podcast to make you wanna move, feel and create. This time I'm talking to you from the beautiful Indonesia again, but I'm in Bali in Ubud. Ubud is a very special place to energetically connect with Mother Earth and people. It's a town known as a center for traditional crafts and dance. There is also a big yoga movement happening here, so there is a lot of yoga studios and yoga programs and retreats. And because of the rice fields and the Hindu culture and architecture, the beautiful temples and shrines, Ubud has amazing landscapes which make it a dreaming destination for tourists who are looking to disconnect and transform their lives. This afternoon, I have the privilege to spend some time at Blanco's Museum and had the honor to talk to Mario Blanco, the son of Don Antonio Blanco. My wish was to know more about their art and their vision, since the family has always been committed in fostering the Balinese culture. The museum is located in a beautiful spot, so I was surrounded by lots of nature, a great view, and many birds and sounds. Mario finished the museum himself short after the death of his father, and he has been running the museum since then. He's also a painter, and he will tell us more about him, his art, and his father. So please stay tuned to learn more about this fascinating story, how the museum came into being, and why it's so important for the Balinese culture. Welcome, Mario. It's very nice to be here. Thank you for opening the space and giving me your time. I visited the museum back in August, and I was surprised by the kind of art that your dad did. I think it was very vanguard and very original. So I'm very curious and interested in knowing more about this legacy that you have here.
Yeah, okay. My name is Mario Blanco. In Bali, they call me Imade Mario because I am the second son. So I mean, the first is Putu, and then the second is Made, the third is Komang, and then Ketut. So after, if they have more children than that, they said Balik. Balik, this means reverse. Okay. So I'm the second. And talking about the late maestro Don Antonio Blanco, he was born in Philippines, Spanish blood, and then mixed with Italian. And then before, my father was an American citizen. And then my grandfather was a doctor. And then they put my father in Philippines because he's a soldier also. Doctor, but soldier.
Okay.
And then
he used to work for
yes.
Okay.
And then that's why my father grown up until high school in Philippines. He was born in 1911. Then when he already in high school, he works in a movie, something like that in Philippines. And my father was painting the, what do you call that? The banner, the big screen banner for promotion.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the owner of 10 Fox Henry's movie saw my father painting at that time. Because my father are very talented, and he sponsored my father to study art in America. So he back to America again. And the owner of 10 Fox Henry's movie is Eddie Ugas. He's the owner for Asia.
Okay.
And then my father played some part of movie also in Hollywood, because all the VIP people is around, surround him. And then a lot of a medal for my father for his painting in America. But actually he had a vision when he was 6 years old. He saw something like a movie like that, that he will stay a place, he will stay in a place that actually he doesn't know where is it.
He saw his place.
Yes, he saw already.
Where he should be, but he didn't know what place that was.
But he doesn't know where is it. And then suddenly, a book about the island of Bali, wrote by... But
we can look it up.
Yeah, but the book is... the title is The Island of Bali.
Okay.
Covarrubias. Okay. Covarrubias, the writer. And then that has become the guide of the book of my father's life, and then he came, he went around the world, Europe, and then Asia, and then Thailand, and then my father met Norodom Sihanouk in Cambodia, because he's in one ship with my father, and then he painted Norodom Sihanouk in the ship, and then the king gave a medal also to my father, and then goes to Indonesia, Singapore, and then Bali.
Okay. Because so he was always very talented, and people always recognize him for his drawings and
paintings. But at that time he's not well known yet. But he's a good painter. And then he went to Bali. Suruh bikinkan anu tempat. Kasih Kak Nia dulu. Then he landed in Singaraja, because the capital city before is not in in Denpasar, it's in Singaraja. So when he went down ready and landed in Bali, he saw Bali at that time is very different than in the book.
It is. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sorry. You say it's very dirty. Well, you know the city before. Yeah, they have. Not maintained city that time.
Right.
Very, so 1952.
It wasn't as nicer as in the picture.
Yes.
It was the real. Okay.
It's 1952. And then God sent him, and he met the vice governor of Bali at that time. And he talked together, and he said, if you want to see Bali, what is inside the book is not here. You must come to Ubud. If you want to come join, I can take you, because I want to go home back to Denpasar. Then the vice governor took him to the king of Ubud. In Bali, they have a lot of kings, small kings, especially in Ubud. In 1952, the king need promote Ubud to the world. And then he did ready the king promoting through, Walter Spies. He's a writer also and a painter, and then he passed away already. And then come Rudolf Bonnet. Rudolf Bonnet met my father just a couple of years, and then he passed away. And then my father is the one foreigner that stay here, because my father met the king, and then sleep in the palace there for maybe 6 months. Then suddenly the king said, Blanco, you must come together with me and go traveling a little bit. And then the king took him to this place, and he said, this is yours. And my father said, oh, no, I don't have money. I cannot stay here.
Right.
And the king said, never mind. You don't think about money. You stay here. You build your small house here. And you promote Bali. So that's why until now.
So the king gave him a mission to
do. Yeah. And then that's why we, the family now, we always promote Bali. Wherever I go, I had an exhibition in Hungary for 6 months. I bring Bali. I went to Australia.
And
I
you
bring
want
Bali.
To bring them to Bali. Okay.
Yeah, I want to promote.
Right.
So they come to Bali.
Yes,
see?
Exactly.
And then when my father the first time built the small house, and who digging this land for the king. Secure this land is my grandfather, the Balinese one. Every day, my mom come from the village, just maybe 500 or 600 meters from here, bring some, brought some food for my grandfather.
Okay.
So that is the moment that my father met my mom. My grandfather.
Your grandfather was working here.
Yeah, for the king.
Okay, for the king.
Yeah, he's the chief of the village
that's
at that
how
time.
How they met then mm-hmm. with your dad. Okay. Oh, that's a sweet story.
Yeah. And then my mom has become the first model of my father.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then
very important in his
and
heart.
Then he married, have one children. Her name is Cempaka Blanco. She's famous dancer, but maybe 30 years ago.
She passed.
No, she's very top dancer in Bali.
Okay.
Yeah, she's a movie actress also.
Okay, she was well renowned 30 years ago.
Yes.
Okay.
After
is she still alive?
She's still alive.
Okay.
Yeah, she's.
Does she live here in Ubud?
Sometime in Bali, sometime in Australia, sometime
okay.
in Hong Kong. So.
Oh, she travels.
She's just like a bird. So I'm watching the museum here, secure the museum.
Okay.
And then after she born, 3 years, my father will do his mission. He want to promote to the world. But the sad and good, you see, for my mother, it's very difficult. She's a Balinese girl that are not knowing outside, you see, only just in the village like that. And then my father said, Ronji, her name is Ronji. Ronji, tomorrow we will go around Bali and take airplane going around Bali. But where does my father take her? To America. See, you can imagine. Today, 24
hours,
yeah.
Forever.
And she danced there every my father had his exhibition. So he really promote Bali. And my mom always using a kebaya, mi grip like that, just like Balinese. And every in the street they ask
that means the traditional
yes and they doesn't know from where is it, you see. So when my father back from around the world for 3 years, my older sister, she doesn't recognize his father and his mother. When he met the first time, she doesn't want to come close because she's afraid with a foreigner, long nose like that. You see, so
they transformed. The 3 years transformed.
And it's
them.
Very very sad for my older sister. She stays in with my grandfather and grandmother in the village, and she think that my grandfather was
her,
the father.
Her dad, yeah.
Yeah. So that is the sad moment.
Of course, she felt a little bit like abandoned.
Yeah.
Okay, because they were traveling too much. Okay. Oh yeah, that has a sad part.
Yeah. Then, 1962.
How old was she? Sorry, how old was she?
3 years.
Yeah, she was very little. So she was born, and then they traveled sort of like right away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then my father back to Bali, and I born in 1962. So 10 years after my father came to Bali. Then now in Ubud, now you can see a lot of places that you can see and you can go, but at that time only the palace and our place here that you can stay, but not the museum yet. It's only a small house and then become bigger
housed.
And then bigger become a studio, galleries like that. Yeah. And in 1993 I married with my wife, and then 98 the movie of my father life, it's called The Color of Love. Now before it's only a mini series out of his life. It's get the 5 medals in Indonesia for the movie. 78, my father built the museum, and then 99 my father passed away, and the building is not finished. So I finished it in 2000, the main building. Now at that time I don't know how to manage the museum, but the God gave me the time for 8 months when he gets sick. I'm very close with him, so I hear a lot about him, because usually when he's still normal, not get sick yet, very difficult to get his time, because in the morning he's already painting. You see, the daytime he's always working, and the guest is his friend, you see. So I just near him only 8 months actually.
Your dad?
Yeah.
You lived close to your dad for 8 months before he passed away?
Yes.
And you kept him
24 hours. Usually my father and my mother doesn't sleep together, but they have the time, you see. At 6 o'clock until 10 o'clock, he's in the bedroom, and I'm in my room, and he see the world through the TV parabola at that time. You know the parabola? Like BBC, CNN, but from TV.
Yes.
Yeah, that is because he never went out after he went around the world. He doesn't want to go out. He only wants to stay in the museum. And guest is his friend. Every guest come every day. New one.
He settled down here.
Yes.
And he was just like hosting people.
Yes.
Promoting Bali.
Yes.
Doing his art.
Yes. Yeah. And CNN came here.
Television.
Okay. He broadcast.
Able to, like, get in touch with the
yes.
The world.
Okay. And then now we put bird in the museum, because I have a hobby since I was a kid, to breed a small bird until they can fly. So sometime I can call them and they come and come back to me. So that is my hobby. And I said, after the museum is finished, so what I must put here? So more alive. So I put bird here.
Beautiful. Okay, wow, what a story.
But about the painting maybe, yeah. My father paint, he get the sir from the King of Spain. So, become a don.
Right, one second. So you said your dad was half Philippine and half Italian, right?
Yes.
That was his...
mix like that.
Exactly, his parents. But why is he like Spanish? He's not really Spanish.
My grandfather.
Yeah.
My grandfather blood.
Okay. Yeah,
so and he loves he loves Salvador Dali.
Yes.
Nearly crazy, but he's really genius, he said. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I can see that. Yeah,
but he knows
character.
not good imitating each other, but to get influence from other person,
yes,
that is correct.
Right, but
you see, like before, you have only phone.
Yes.
And then today you have 3Gs. This is all combined, get influence from the others, you
yes,
see.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Did they meet, right?
No, they never met.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
But he loves his work and
him, yes,
work his love his life. Yeah, my father have little bit sense of Salvador Dali.
Yes. Okay, now let's talk about what his art is. So I feel like, yeah, the legacy has a lot of like dance influence,
yeah,
and womanhood topics related.
Yeah, my father, why mostly paint woman? 90% of his painting is a woman. First, maybe in America, not the same like in Asia or in Indonesia. In the school, in the university, if they want to paint woman like that,
yeah,
the woman is there.
Right.
If they paint nude is there. See, but in Indonesia, we cannot do that.
The culture.
Yeah, the culture. So that is the first. And then the second, my father was born 11 months from his mother birth. So more than the others, you see.
Mm.
Make a woman difficult more than the others.
11 months?
11 months.
Are you sure about
that? Yeah, sure.
Is that possible?
Yeah, and then... when my father born, my grandmother doesn't know that my father will come out, and she went to the small room, restroom, and then she locked it, and then Blanco born. So she cannot open, and nobody helping
God.
Her inside.
She had it by herself.
Yeah. And then after that, when he become a painter already in Bali, so he paint always woman and women, because he appreciate women.
Yeah.
And women have a beautiful figure, not the sex, but the art, the line, the art. So that is the important thing that he put in the painting.
Yes, I can see that. And also like probably his relationship to his wife,
mm-hmm,
and she being a dancer, so he probably was very
yeah,
interested in portraying. Because
yeah,
there is a lot of movement in his paintings.
Yeah, and also, you know, other people sometimes when they paint the wife, maybe in one canvas they put five person. All the face are the same. The five, like twins, like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, who paint like that? Yeah, is Pollock.
Yes,
Pollock.
No.
Lemayor.
Okay.
Lemayor.
Okay.
Lemayor does that, but my father does it different. He said, "My wife. How many wives did you have? I have a lot of wives. All my painting is my wife." He said, because when he paint, sometime he's starting from my face. He told me, "Mario, sit down for a moment," and then he's starting painting, and then after that move again. I went out, and then my mom sit down, and maybe four or five person in one canvas. So he mix it like that.
He invited people to come
in.
And so they paint.
Not all. Actually, he cannot paint with a lot of people.
Okay.
One at a time. One sitting and then come out. And then
yes,
maybe tomorrow my older sister
will come
and sit down a moment, and then he change it again. So maybe one painting, maybe five person.
Oh, okay.
In that. He mix it.
Yes, very interesting process. Yeah. Wow, and you got to discover all that by living with him, and also at the end of his life that you were here. closer to him, right?
Only 8 months, I think. I get a study from him.
Okay.
Because he always need. I'm in his behind him.
Yeah.
Because he have problem in his heart, feeling. Yeah, the vessel gets a jam. So only one vessel working. So he's very afraid that when it's come night time. And he said, "Papa, why don't you teach me how to paint?" He said, "You must learn from yourself. You must take a course, or you go to university and learn how to paint. After you know the technique, then you stop. You be yourself." So that's why I have my painting now like this, still life, impressionist, and have the philosophy of life inside my painting. So it's totally different, but I have the same stroke of my father.
Oh, okay.
Because I always watching and see the painting when he hang the painting, but I never saw him how to paint. Even I'm inside the studio and he paint me, I cannot see him because he's in front of me, so I cannot see him.
Oh, wow.
So he never teach me how to paint.
Yeah, you guys have different styles, very different ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. So your dad was more expressionist and you are more impressionist. Yeah.
My father, he said, expressionist romantic. Yeah, because all of the painting are nude, a little bit romance like
yes.
that.
Yes, it's very, I would think, also erotic and, yeah, expressive. It has something humorous about it as well, like humor, like
yes.
So his sometime, poems are
actually, sometime if he's serious, he's very serious.
Yes.
And sometime if he like the laughing like
yeah,
that, and then he cannot stop laughing and then all laughing.
Right. Can you maybe talk a little bit also about the frames, because they are very special? Like it's not the paintings are framed in a very unique way, which I think is very interesting for the Balinese culture as well. Is it like Balinese influenced?
Yeah, like this. If in Europe. One frame, or if you want to do one frame, it will take a lot of money. And here in Bali, a lot of people that professional and good wood carving. So that's why my father works with the old wood carving, and then my father designed the frame. He paint first, and then he designed the frame, especially for the painting. So here not design the frame first and then he paint. So it's come from the painting. The painting first, then he designed the frame.
Yeah, it seems like they are good together. Oh, nice. Yeah. Excellent. What about you? Do you get that influence as well?
I get the influence, that one, but I design my own self.
Ah.
When I paint teapot, so with the teapot frame, when I paint coconut, so the frame is coconut round like that. It's good also, but not a lot of painter are wanting to do that because
some of them don't even think about the framing because it's another area.
For me, just like you, like that. You see, you are pretty already, but if you put something here, earring and earplug,
earring,
something like that, more make attractive, isn't it?
Okay.
So. The painting of Blanco and Mario Blanco are the same like that.
Yes.
Without the original painting.
So you think about the whole thing.
Yes, yes.
How it's going to
totally.
Be until the end.
Totally,
as a whole. Nice. Could you maybe talk a little bit like what inspires you? Like, why are you impressionist if you got like all this expressionism from your dad? What make you go the other road? Because it's kind of like the opposite a little bit.
Well, my father said, I heard a lot about my father sometime when we meet together. He said, Mario, imitating is not good.
Mm.
Your father is not a good teacher, but it is a good painter. And your father doesn't want to become a teacher because he's not good. And then I want to build a museum to give to the world. So the world, the people who loves art, loves painting, come to the museum and see and get inspiration from my painting, not imitating.
Excellent.
So I should.
It's such a Bali inspired, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes,
yeah, so you're
that's
promoting,
right.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can talk about that because you said, like, it seems like your family has been impacted by this idea of promoting Bali. So, and this podcast is called Movida.
Movida.
And the idea is that everybody has something that moves it inside, you know, like we all get this, like, inspirations or reasons or purpose to live for, right? And it's, and then my question always is like, what is it, what it moves you from the inside?
Yeah.
So what's your main inspiration, or what is it that makes you paint or do what you do?
Yeah, because
what is it what you want to tell the world, I guess, with your art, and what is this idea of Bali that you want to promote?
Oh yeah, because Bali is a very small island. Actually, a small island, but all is here. See the mountain. We have two mountains, big one. Lake. We have sea, and now we have Nusa Penida, Nusa Lembongan, small island like that in near in Bali. This is just like a jade, you know, like a jade, you know, jade stone.
Yeah,
stone jade. Yeah,
very precious.
You can imagine why Blanco, he lives in the middle of the city of the world, yeah, in America, and what made him to come in Bali and stay in Bali.
Yeah.
See my father said also he cannot say from a word, you see, but inside he want to stay in Bali because in Bali they have vibration, high vibration. If they yoga people like that, if they come to Bali, different than India. India they have vibration, big one, but Bali more bigger.
Do you know why is that so?
Yeah, because from my side, I'm a Hindu. I'm in Bali,
yes.
And I learned a little bit about Hindu. You know, tire? You know tire from a car?
A wheel.
Alignment, you know?
Yes.
Alignment, yeah. If you turn like that.
Yes.
And it stopped in sudden.
If you make it spin.
Spin,
yeah.
And then it stopped in one point.
Yes.
And you put it the point there, and then you spin it again. It will stop here. That is the world before.
Okay.
When the first God create the world.
Yes.
When the world is far away from the sunshine. The world will very cold, icy, and nothing can live in this world.
Yes.
Then come very near fire,
when the
near the sun.
Near. Okay,
so
right.
Nothing will survive.
Yeah.
And then God gives nine light from God. And then the world stable. You see, rolling, but in a place that safety. See,
okay, going so out. So God give us the perfect rotation and place to be, not too close, not too far from the sun, so we could take And then he created both the light and the
sing idang orin itu nandingin sab abah main pang musik itu pang sing si plastik. Orin ya orin ngurus. Sorry, disab.
It's okay. So God put us in this right position to be not so close, not too far from the sun, and so
they have 9 light. After that, the world stable.
Yeah.
Where is that? In Nusa Penida, 1 light. Hmm. They have temple there, and then 2 light in Besaki, in the big temple, mother temple. 3 light, and then 1 in Singaraja, and 1 more in East Java. So that is the 9 light of alignment of God to make the world stable.
Oh, I mean, and it's all here in Indonesia.
Well, other people will say, why is not in America?
Right.
Why is not in your country?
Yes.
Yeah, because of the alignment.
Okay.
You see, because the wheel more heavier in this spot than on top.
Okay.
That's why he put 9 more.
9 lights.
Then 9 light, yeah.
In like Bali, rays of light.
Well, if you can see spiritual.
Yes.
Life, you can see if you go to that, you can see very, very powerful light going on top.
Okay, of the temples.
Yeah, of the temple. You can see a lot of temple, many temple in Bali, just like
yes.
A handphone like this. A lot of handphone have a signal.
Okay.
From the big light, see.
Excellent. Wow, that's very.
Not a lot of people can.
Captivating. Yes.
Not a lot of people can telling about that because.
Right.
17 years I learn everywhere.
That's part of your culture,
yes,
and,
yes.
And you have to invest some time in learning those things. So that's why a lot of people come to Bali and especially to Ubud to learn about energy work and
mm-hmm.
energy healing
yeah,
and all
yeah.
these things. Okay. This is great. Okay, so we were talking about what moves you. What moves you? What is your art and your purpose on promoting Bali?
Yeah, why I paint still life, something like that. Did you mean?
Yeah, we were talking about what moves you. Yeah, what inspires your art?
Yeah, first because my father doesn't teach me how to paint, so I cannot paint the same like my father.
Mm-hmm.
And I try really, and I agree. Before I don't agree, but now I know why my father doesn't teach me, because I must create my own self, because I have something. My father have light in his life, and I have my light also.
Your
I must
own
use
light,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So my history is different than my father history, so. Before I like praying, going to the temple at night, like that, and I have a question here. Why the people, even they are different religion, when they making contact with the God, to the God and to their ancestor, they always use flowers, they always use waters, they always use fruits. So this is the all of the thing that I paint actually. The tools, the coconut, the philosophy is all you can use. The roots, the waters, the trees, all you can use for what we are live in this world. So use for other people, make other people happy, something like that.
Beautiful. And also communicate with God.
Yeah, communicate with God. Because for me, because
we
I'm
portray everything that we need.
Yeah, because I'm Hindu, so I agree that God is creating us, and God have give us the what you call that give us the chance live in this world for what? You see, it's for after we pass away. So it will have something there. So we must do good thing, make other people happy, do a good thing, and then I think God's already give the security every human. They have monitoring. Right, so you cannot cheating. So that is in my life.
You have to do what you have to do.
yeah. Wow. So for me, that is for God.
Yes.
Yeah. And for the king and for the people here in Bali and for the world. So I produce my painting, I introduce the museum everywhere I go. I want to produce, I'm promoting to the world. So the world knows that Antonio Blanco, Mario Blanco, I think in Antonio Blanco, Antonio Blanco Jr., I mean, and the daughter of Gongde, she's now architecture. After maybe 10, 20 years from now, she can give what she has and put it inside the museum.
Yeah.
So they know the family of Blanco.
Yeah. If you could synthesize, like, what would you like to... What would you like the Blancos Museum or the art of the Blancos be remembered by? Would be like that relationship with nature and God.
Yeah.
Is that a good way to put it?
Yeah.
Would you have something to add? Like what would you like people to remember or to take away when they come here? What would you like people to feel or think about it?
Yeah, if they come to Blanco Museum, especially also in Bali, when they go back to their country, they can tell the story about what is it. Because now I know I have a Spanish blood, but I never go to Spain yet. This year I have an exhibition in Spain, but they delay. Mm. They delay maybe next year because the election.
Okay.
See the changing of the of the minister. So I want them to talk about Bali after they come to Bali. And same like me. The Balinese people, my friends, some went to Spain and they talk about, oh, Spain is very nice. Nice people, the building are marvelous. So I want the people knows that Bali is like this, you see.
Excellent. You wanna be world known, that people,
I want Blanco Museum and the world know about Bali.
About this beautiful land,
Yes.
And the people as well, very generous and welcoming.
That's
excellent.
Right.
All right, so if we could close with a question, what do you think that the world needs the most right now?
Peace. More give to other people than to take from other people, you see. That is very important. If you take something for other people from other people, it's make problem. If you give to other people, it's better than you take it. Yeah, this is the world need now.
It's true. Well, Mario, thank you very much. I hope people really get curious and interested in coming. Every time you are in Ubud, in Bali, please come and visit the Blanco Museum. Mario is here to welcome you. It's awesome.
If you come to Bali, if you not visiting Blanco Museum, that means you are not in Bali yet.
Right, you haven't visited the whole city. That's so true. I really recommend you come to the museum. It's a beautiful space. You also can have some food here. They have a nice restaurant as well. And this is just gonna keep growing, and they are working on creating more projects and hosting artists and more activities. So thank you very much, Mario, again, for your time, for welcoming here. Thank you for being here in Conmovida.
Conmovida.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you so much again for listening to Conmovida. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed my talk. If you ever happen to be in Bali, in Ubud, please don't miss it out. Come and check it out. You will learn a lot about the Balinese culture. And please, if you enjoyed this and you know more people who wants to know more about the museum history and what's going on here with Mario, please share this episode. Follow Movida for more information, so you can follow Movida at the social media, both Instagram and Facebook, at Movida CC, like my name, Carolina Caballero. I hope you stay tuned for next episodes, and I'll see you soon. Bye bye.